Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
It is 28 to 11. Amanda Rando joins me now from Harness Racing New South Wales. Morning, Amanda.
Morning, Cozzy. How are you this morning?
I am well. You had a big weekend of harness racing.
Yeah, we sure did. The Trotters took centre stage at Menangle on Saturday night, but it all started at Newcastle on Friday night with the Newcastle Tab Carnival of Cups. And in their main feature, the Newcastle Derby, there was a bit of an upset. Roll with Lachlan beat the favourite Leonidas. And it was a brilliant result for the local community, because Roll with Lachlan is trained locally by Jeff Harding and was driven by Matthew Harding. And it's a nice story. The family, they bred the horse and have had quite success, a bit of success from that breed. So a nice local win in the main feature up there on Friday night. Then we moved across to, in terms of Carnival of Cups, to Forbes on Sunday, which was just yesterday, the main feature race there was taken out by Peter McFarlane, a trainer from Grenfell, with his mare Famous Cookie. She's a 9-year-old mare and he's had a bit of success with her. Peter's trained 5 winners this season and she's contributed to most of them. And she won quite easily, Cozzy. She took out the Forbes Services Memorial Club final. She won by 16 metres and she was at good odds too. She paid $12. Mm. So, good result there and a nice local win. At Menangle Saturday night, as I mentioned, the Trotters took centre stage. Anton Galino, a trainer from Victoria, formerly based in New South Wales, he was quite dominant, winning 2 of the trot races. His mare won the Lukukaracha. Dance Craze is the name of his mare.
Oh, there's the omen bet of the year, the Lukukaracha.
Exactly. She is actually bred out of the mare Lukukaracha. So I did mention that in our little podcast last week, as that's the omen bet. But yeah, Dance Craze, she's only a 5-year-old and she's got stacks of ability. She's only had the 28 starts to date for 17 wins and she's already pocketed 363,000. So quite remarkable, really. And her career's basically just starting, because with the Trotters, they seem to get better with age, with like a nice fine wine. So
now,
I
was going to say that the Trotters, we seem to have had a resurgence with them of late. I'm just noticing more and more Trotters going around. Every stable seems to have one.
Yeah, well, that's one of the strategies here in New South Wales is to grow the trotting ranks, and particularly this month at Menangle, there is a strong focus for the Trotters with a few of these feature races. So we also had the New South Wales Oaks on Saturday night, and I'll get into what we've got coming up in the week ahead. But yeah, even on a Tuesday at Menangle, there's several trot races and all the big stables have a trotter, and they're great to have, you know. It's kind of say they're like the rugby union of the horse racing world, because trot races are all over the world. In Europe, all they have are trotters. There are trot races in North America as well, New Zealand and Australia, whereas pacing is only Australia, New Zealand and North America predominantly. Mm. So, yeah, the trotting gate is sort of the original gate. So, yeah, it is good to see that they're growing and whatnot. And as I mentioned, the New South Wales Trotters Oaks was one of the features at Menangle on Saturday night. And a little filly called Royal Charlotte, she won the race, causing a bit of an upset too, at $26. Paul Males trains that little filly, and they ran a bit of time. The clock didn't work on the night, but they rated the 2,400-metre feature. Their mile rate was 157.7, which was quite slick for the young fillies. And the other trot feature race was just an open-class race, which Anton Galino won as well with Majestic Player. So he was quite dominant, and I'm sure He'll be dominant again this week. So this Saturday night at Menangle, we've got the New South Wales Trotters Derby for the boys, a Group 2, and we've also got the Group 3 Bulleye Trotters Cup, as well as a Trotters Sprint. So there'll be three trot races at Menangle this Saturday night, and amongst that is also the Bulleye Cup for the Pacers, a Group 2 race. So it's the Bulleye Harness Racing Club's meeting at Menangle that they have annually there. So, the Trotters will feature strongly there too, Cozzy.
All right, now this week, what have we got coming up?
Yeah, well, that's it. The main meeting is at Menangle this Saturday night with all those trot feature races. Tomorrow, we don't race today. Tomorrow, we race at Menangle and Canberra. Wednesday, we head to Bathurst. Thursday night, we've got Penrith. Friday, Young and Bankstown, a doubleheader there. A doubleheader on Saturday night with Newcastle and Menangle. And then on Sunday, we have racing at Park. So plenty of racing in all the major regions across the state, like we always do. So, but yeah, it's all about the Trotters at Menangle this Saturday night.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Amanda. We'll catch up with you tomorrow morning.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, Cozzy.
Thanks, Amanda. Amanda on the pace. It is 23 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.